This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Prominent Russian nationalist Igor Girkin, who remanded in custody on Friday on charges of inciting extremism, will remain in custody until September 18th. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The charge against Girkin was brought about by prosecutors and carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison, according to Russian media. It follows an abortive mutiny last month led by another outspoken critic of the Kremlin, Yevgeny Prigozhin, boss of the Wagner mercenary force, who is still free but has sharply curtailed his own verbal attacks. Girkin denies the accusations against him, reportedly centering on two outbursts he posted on the Telegram app, and is refusing to cooperate with investigators. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Taiwan prepares for anti-invasion exercises. China sends dozens of warplanes toward the island.
The death toll from a landslide in
A Fargo, North Dakota police rookie who was killed stopping a gunman with hundreds of rounds of ammunition earlier in the month is being laid to rest as a hero in his home state of Minnesota. A wildfire, which has been raging on the Greek island of Rhodes for 5 days, forced hundreds of people to flee affected villages and beaches on Saturday. A video posted to social media showed people lining up for buses to escape the thick smoke in the air. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was rushed to the hospital early Sunday for an emergency procedure to implant a pacemaker, plunging the country deeper into turmoil after widespread protests over his contentious judicial overhaul plan. Netanyahu's office said that he would be placed under sedation and that a top deputy, Justice Minister Yariv Levin, would stand in for him while he was undergoing the procedure. But in a brief video statement, Netanyahu also declared that he feels excellent and planned to push forward with this plan as soon as he was released. Levin is the mastermind of the overhaul plan. And Netanyahu's announcement, issued well after midnight, came a week after he was hospitalized for what was described as dehydration. More on a deadly landslide in India from VOA's Laurel Bowman.
India's western state of Maharashtra rose to 26 on Saturday, a disaster relief official said. With dozens still feared trapped under layers of mud and slush 2 days after the incident. The landslide occurred on Thursday night in a remote mountain hamlet about 60 kilometers from Mumbai, flattening houses. Officials say rescue operations are being hindered by incessant rainfall, poor visibility, and the hilly terrain. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Longtime Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen has cast his ballot in the election in which his party is all but assured a landslide victory, thanks to the effective suppression and intimidation of any real opposition. Critics say that he has made a farce of democracy in a Southeast Asian nation, the longest-serving leader in Asia. He has steadily consolidated power with his strong-arm tactics over the last 38 years, but at the age of 70, he has now suggested he will hand off the premiership during the upcoming five-year term to his oldest son and head of the army, Hun Manet. Despite his West Point education, observers do not expect any immediate shifts in policy from his son. He has steadily drawn Cambodia closer to China in recent years. The United States commissioned a warship, USS Canberra, in Sydney, Australia, Saturday. It's the first time a U.S. Navy vessel joined active service at a foreign port as the two close allies step up their military ties in response to China's expanding regional reach. The ceremony comes amid the biennial Talisman Sabre military exercises between the U.S. and Australia. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.